I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, Chitlins, it's Tuesday night. Daddy is tie-tie tonight. I have not been drinking, and you know what happens when you don't drink? You feel your emotions, and you kind of feel your exhaustion, I think. Also, I've been working out a lot. Anyway, what is this? My audio diary, or is it Watch What Happens Live? Oh, it's Watch What Happens Live. Tonight, we've got Tabitha Coffey, who I haven't seen in years. She is making her triumphant return to Bravo. And she's here with Lisa Rinna, who is wearing what I can only assume is a wig. It's go on Instagram and check it out. She's got bangs, and it's like long straight hair and a wig. I think it looks great. We're going to do a hot or not poll and let the viewers decide. We sell copies of Superficial, which was my last book, to our studio audience. And then I sign them before the show. And I'm signing them right now while I talk to you. Anyway, so I hope you enjoy the show. I hope Lisa Rinna, I hope the results of the hot or not poll go okay for Lisa Rinna. Those are my hopes and dreams for tonight. Enjoy the show. She's one hot cup of coffee, and Vanderpump would like to cream her. It's Watch What Happens Live with Tabitha Coffey and Lisa Rinna now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who can help your family business and one who might tell your family's business. She got her start styling heads, but now she's getting inside the heads of family business owners so they don't rip each other's heads off. From Bravo's new show, Relative Success with Tabitha. Welcome back, Tabitha Coffey. So happy to see you. She says, I don't have to buy it because I already own it. But tonight's the first time she's back in the room with something she did buy. The bunny is here. It's Beverly Hills housewife Lisa Rinna. Hey, Lisa Rinna. Oh my God. I mean, Tabitha, what do you think of the hair?
It's good. It's a good change. I like me likey.
Okay.
She's tough.
I know.
She's tough. She is. I was backstage.
I love
like,
it.
Can
it's
I
super
just
fun.
Touch
it's
it?
Fun,
can
you know? It.
Yeah.
I think I'm inspired by Erica Jane. You know,
there
working
you
with Erica for
yeah,
a year
totally.
For 2 years.
Yes.
All of a sudden you're like, I need to step it up,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, I like it. Well, over at the bar, he also knows a little bit about business. He is the founder of FUBU and an investor on Shark Tank. Welcome, Damon John.
Yeah.
Damon's book, Rise and Grind, is out now. Damon is definitely the richest bartender we've ever had on Watch What Happens Live.
I work for drinks, baby.
I know. I mean, it smells like money in here, by the way. Teddy organized a glam circle because she thinks that that's the one thing that all the women have in common is that they care about their appearances. And we, our first poll tonight is, who cares about their appearance the most of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Go to WWHL.TV and vote now. Who do you think it is? Who cares about their appearance the most of all your, of all the housewives?
We all do, so it's hard to say.
Wow, Dorit is winning this by a landslide.
It would have to be Dorit.
Wow, you think it's Dorit?
It totally has to be Dorit.
Yes.
But it wasn't very glam, the circle, was it?
Well, I mean, really, it wasn't.
It was a little spot.
I don't know.
All right, you guys are going with Dorit. Okay. And by the way, Dorit is serving some amazing looks this season, I have to say.
A lot of hair. I mean, a lot of different hair.
Yes, a lot of different hair. Rinna, I have to say, you very graciously, I asked you at the reunion last year, if I could house the bunny in the clubhouse. The bunny is here, but the bunny, it may have brought you to tears, but it seems to have the opposite effect on all of our guests. Take a look.
I brought the bunny.
What are you cooking? Oh my God, it's the bunny!
Oh!
Yes, there is the bunny. Are you aware that the bunny is right there?
You're not giving him that, are you?
No, I'm not giving him that.
I would never take it.
Oh. I can't with the bunny.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love it. It has a place of honor there.
Yes.
Oh, the bunny.
The bunny has had a better life than I could have ever imagined.
It really has.
By the way, our Watch What Happens Live podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts. So please download and subscribe to the Watch What Happens Live podcast. While we wait for your many questions for Tabitha and Lisa to come in, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, I was completely shocked when Lisa Arena arrived at the clubhouse tonight with this whole new hair system.
A hair system. I love that.
You know, once Tabitha was asked about Lisa's former signature hairstyle, Tabitha said this, quote, "Leave Lisa Rinna alone. Her hair always looks good."
I love you, baby. Here's what, Tabitha,
I want to find out what you honestly think of some of the other housewife hair. Ready? We've already gotten your feet. Okay, here we go. What do you think of Sheree's platinum blonde moment?
Hate it.
Hate it. Okay, what do you think of Erica's thick, high pigtails?
Love it.
Love it. What do you think of Teresa's mini braided high pony?
It was all right.
Okay. Kenya's teased curls.
Yeah, it's okay. I can live with that.
Dorit's wet hair look.
Not so muchy.
Okay. Margaret's signature pigtails.
Not so muchy.
Okay. Nene's curled high side pony.
Not so muchy.
Kyle's I Dream of Jeannie inspired look.
It was okay.
Okay. Dolores's thick cascading curls.
Yeah, that's good. She's okay. Good. It's very Jersey, but it's good.
Okay.
We like that, right? It's Jersey.
Yes. Cynthia's dark roots and blonde curls.
Fab.
Yeah, I love Cynthia's hair always.
Love it.
LVP's classic blowout.
It's good. Okay. I mean, it's totally good.
Rinna's trademark look, slicked down.
Didn't like it.
Really?
Oh, okay.
You're kidding me.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wow.
I love that look on Rinna. Tabs, we've already gotten your feedback, but you at home, we want you to go to WWHL.TV. Lisa Rinna's new hair, hot or not. Tell us right now. Look, it's coming in hot, babe. Yes, it's coming in hot. There you go. 67% hot. That's an instant poll. I like it. Very good. Like, I was a little worried about that.
I was a little worried myself, but I don't really give a
Okay. You just dropped the F-bomb.
Second,
tonight at Teddy's Glam Circle gathering, Dorit was given wine in a champagne glass, and it didn't go so great. Take a look.
Do you want a drink real quick?
I'm going to go for Vanderpump Rosé. I love how I got it in the champagne glass.
There are different glasses for different kinds of drinks for a reason.
I think I'm going to change my glass.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind if I switch glasses? You know, I shouldn't be drinking the wine out of the champagne glasses.
Well, no, you know what? I would feel the same, I think.
It was an oversight.
It needs to go in the right glass.
I didn't make it up.
I just know the difference.
Okay, and Lisa Rinna is drinking out of a solo cup tonight. And here's what, next week on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the stemware debate continues, some of the women are acting like real glass holes. Here's a sneak peek.
I know a wine glass out of, other than a champagne glass, is etiquette.
It registered to her.
Are you her mouthpiece?
No, my darling.
Are you her spokesperson?
No, I'm not.
Chiming in.
No, we're all sitting here talking together.
No, actually, we're talking.
And you can only focus on a glass. It made me feel a little weird.
You are psycho. You're psycho.
Just don't care.
I don't know where in all of this I became the villain.
Okay, we want you to go to WWHL.TV now and tell us whose side are you on, Teddy or Dorit? What are your impressions of Teddy so far?
I like Teddy.
Yeah?
I like her. She's a straight shooter. I've had fun with her.
This is a 98% win for Teddy. That's what we call a landslide. Finally, if you've been following Lisa Rinna's Instagram stories, you know that recently she posted her reviews of season one of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This really, I was hosting New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper, and I was in New York just kind of waiting around for New Year's Eve. This one starts watching season one of Beverly Hills, and I was like, oh, now I have something to do. I can watch Rinna watch it. Her reviews were so shady, everyone who watched them developed a vitamin D deficiency. So here's what. It's time for reviews by Rinna. I want to show you a pic of season one Beverly Hills Housewives. You tell me how you think each woman has changed or is different since then. Okay, so starting with Vanderpump. I remember you saying as you were watching that she seemed much lighter in season one. Or happier.
Who's that?
You think she's physically looks a lot different.
Is that Lisa Vanderpump?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I recognize Jiggy.
Okay. Kim Richards. How has Kim Richards changed from season one?
Next.
Okay. How about Kyle?
Kyle's richer.
She's richer.
She's a lot richer.
What about Camille? How has Camille changed?
Oh, I like Camille in season one.
Yeah.
Is that girl? Bring her back.
That's what you kept saying.
I want her
she
back.
She was so outspoken.
I loved it.
Yes. Adrienne Maloof, how has she changed?
I liked Adrienne in season one.
Yeah.
I don't know her that well.
Uh-huh.
So I just liked what I saw. She's very outspoken.
You seem to also really kind of enjoy her and Paul bickering.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with Paul.
What about Taylor Armstrong?
You know, I feel like she, you know, I just want to hug her. I want to give her a big hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let's go to Elizabeth from North Carolina. Hey, Elizabeth, what's your question?
Hey, Andy Cohen. It's good to talk to you.
You too.
I've got a question for Lisa Rinna.
Okay.
But I want to apologize to you, Andy Cohen, because I'm an avid viewer and a frequent caller. And over the years, I've called you fine. I've talked about your fine ass, how sexy you were. And I even went so far as to ask you to show me some skin. And if I ever made you feel sexually harassed, I apologize.
Me too.
Don't sue me because I don't have enough money.
No.
But I do not want to feel like to feel like I objectified you.
You can objectify me any day of the week. I don't care. It's great. I love it. Okay, what's your question for Lisa Rinna?
Sexy and fine.
Thank you.
Okay, Lisa Rinna, and I love your hairdo, babe.
Thanks,
but
babe.
My question is, do you feel you agree with Dorit? Her analysis of you, one minute you rage, one minute you have regret. Rage, regret, rage, regret.
Are you in a rage and regret cycle?
No, I'm not. I mean, you know, I understand it. I don't know if I would call it rage and regret. I'm not doing that in the moment.
Erica Jane said, yes, wig, love it, Lisa Rinna. Camille said, wow, Lisa Rinna cracks me up. And Anthony Tamanek posted a picture of you and the bunny and said the bunny brought me down.
Oh.
Tabitha, Tina L., which celebrity out there do you think has the worst hair?
Oh, can I tell you who has the best?
Yeah.
Michelle Williams, I'm loving at the moment.
I just think, me too. Yeah.
Just so fabulous.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Obviously, I like a blonde.
Yes.
You know what? I never look at the worst until I see them, and then I'm like, oh, that's bad.
Yeah. Let's go to Kate from Indianapolis. Hey, Kate, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
My question is for Tabitha.
Okay.
Yes.
First, I would love to watch a show where you and Jeff Lewis run the world, because I think you could.
I would like to see that.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Take care of everyone. So my question, Tabitha, is there are a lot of family businesses in the Housewives family. So you have the Gorga Judice plan, opening a pasta restaurant, the Old Lady Gang in Atlanta. Lisa Vanderpump is running an empire with her two kids working there. What family business would you love to get your hands on that could use a little Tabitha?
Well, it looked like Jersey could do a little help, mm-hmm. right? Teresa and Melissa were going at it a little bit, and Joe was in the middle, like, I don't know what the hell to do. I'm just going to let them fight it out when they just made up. So I think I would be well used.
Well, I would like to see that.
I would be...
yeah, you would.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd be good there.
Yeah. So you've been watching Jersey this season.
I have been watching Jersey.
Do you always watch Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, I'm Jersey, so I'm partial. I'm partial to the Jersey.
Let's go to Gail from New Hampshire. Hey, Gail, what's your question?
Hello, all. Love you, Andy.
Thanks.
Tabitha.
Thank you.
Lisa Rinna, you are life.
I am what?
Life.
Life.
You are life, yes.
Thank you.
Why do you let LVP take so many jabs at you, sweetie?
Oh, sweetie, that's what we do. We jab each other back
you
and
two
forth.
You two seem to have a very playful thing going this season, though. It seems like it.
We do, and I will say that I enjoy nothing more than taking the piss out of Lisa Vanderpump.
Right.
And I think vice versa. So, I mean, it might look like she's taking a lot of jabs, and she is, but you know what?
You get her back.
I get her back. Trust me.
Lisa, Barry G, who in Beverly Hills do you think does the worst job of owning it?
Probably Dorit, you know. I mean, in all fairness, probably.
Tabitha, John G., is there a certain time that a man who is balding should choose to shave his remaining hair off, or do you think it's better to just let nature take its course?
Shave it off.
Shave it off. Prince William did it great.
Yeah, as soon as it, like, the sunroof is coming through and it's looking spotty, shave it off. Get rid of it.
So Trump's hairdo is too... cacophonous.
Oh, well, yeah.
Tabitha, RHODC fans wants to know, if you were a housewife, what would your tagline be?
If I were a housewife, what would my tagline be?
Go for it.
I'm on good behavior. I'm trying not to swear.
Do it. Swear.
I mean,
probably I'm taking over.
Yes.
I'm f***ing fabulous, and I'm...
Two F-bombs in one show.
That is good.
Wow. Lisa, Tina B said, do you really expect people to believe you never watched season one of Beverly Hills before recently? Did you do any research before you joined the show?
You know, here's the thing. It's the truth.
Right.
And if you ask most of the girls that have come on the show, we don't watch it.
You also knew Kyle for a long time and Vanderpump for a long time.
I did.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I saw clips. I mean, we've all seen clips.
Yeah.
I never sat down. If I had sat down and watched all the seasons, I would not be on the show. Right. I wouldn't have done it.
It's game time, everybody. In honor of the Grammys this Sunday and the all-new award-winning Honda Accord, let's play You Better Believe It. I'm going to go through a series of questions about past Grammy winners and nominees who always strive to be better than their best. You chime in when you believe you have the right answer. Ladies, rev up your engines and let's go. Who is the youngest individual winner of a Grammy? Lord Lee. Leanne Rimes or Michael Jackson?
Leanne Rimes.
Yes, 14 years old in 97. Who holds the record for most Grammy nominations? Quincy Jones, Paul McCartney, or Stevie Wonder?
Paul McCartney.
It is Quincy Jones. I don't know what's happening with that bell. True or false, Will Smith boycotted the 1989 Grammys?
False.
It's true, he boycotted after learning the award for best rap performance would not be televised. In what year did J-Lo wear her iconic green Versace dress? 2000, 2002, or 2005?
2000.
Yes, that's correct. I was there. 2000, who cares? Who has more Grammys, Jay-Z or Beyoncé?
Beyoncé.
Jay-Z. Jay-Z has one more win than Beyoncé with 21. Who is the first ever winner of the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award? Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, or Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby.
Ella.
Bing Crosby in 63.
Good.
Last one. Which fellow pop star did Christina Aguilera beat for 2000's Best New Artist Award? Brittany, Jessica Simpson, or Pink?
Brittany.
Hotly contested Brittany. Thank you for playing.
Michael.
Your mother is busting her ass to try and keep this going and to grow it.
I think he's burnt out here.
He's a man.
Yes, I understand.
Stop putting the pacifier in his mouth. He's a grown-up.
No one's asking you to stop doing what you're doing. No one's
actually, that's exactly what she's asking me to do.
Man up and do it.
Open your eyes, Aida. Your son is not stepping up when you need him the most. He's being a little shit.
Excited Tabitha's back on Bravo. That's Relative Success with Tabitha. Watch it tomorrow night at 10 right here on Bravo. Welcome back to Watch What Happens Live. It's Andy here with Lisa Rinna. By the way, soap fans rejoice because Lisa is reprising her role as Billy Reid on Days for 5 episodes beginning February 13th. Over at the bar, it's Damon John. Hey, Damon. Great to see you. What, you brought me something.
I brought you a little something. Your own renovation.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Oh, this is going in the clubhouse. You have to sign.
Yay! I already did.
Oh, you did?
I already did.
What was Harry's reaction to the to your daughter's getting blowjob tips from your book?
What do you think his reaction was?
Very poor. I think it was probably very poor, right?
Yeah, at first he was like, oh, my God, what have you done now? It was really that. But, you know, he's been okay now.
Yes.
It's okay.
Did you give him a blowjob?
You need to read the book.
Sarah Tate 3 blog. Tabitha, do you ever feel your strength and people calling you a bitch is a double standard? No one would think twice if you were a man.
I talk about it a lot when I do public speaking events. I've written about it. Yes, there's a double standard.
Right. Damon calls the men sharks bitches. It's time for my mazel today. It goes to Britney Spears for announcing that she's taking her Vegas show on a world tour mere days after her former flame, Justin Timberlake, said that Vegas residencies are for artists who are planning their retirement. Okay, this is the best revenge I've seen another former child star do since this.
Well, Lisa, I brought the bunny.
It's just never gonna stop.
Our jackal. Our jackal, what's your first time since the bunny in the public? Tonight's jackal goes to the news that dozens of camels were disqualified from a Saudi Arabian camel beauty contest for using Botox. True.
What?
Now, where would camels have gotten the idea to use Botox?
I think everybody has to ride a camel once in their lifetime.
Whoa.
He's wearing a loud one.
I want to thank Tabitha, Lisa, David, and David John. It is the after show here with Relative Success with Tabitha star, Tabitha Coffee. Wednesdays at 10, Lisa Rinna from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Days of Our Lives starting on the 13th of February. Damon John's book is Rise and Grind out now. Lisa just presented me with a copy of Renovation, Getting Your Best Life Ever, which you wrote 10 years ago. And I think I read on your Twitter or something that Amazon, that the book company just started publishing it again because of all the talk on the Beverly
Correct.
Hills.
Yeah.
There's demand for it. So you can go to Amazon.com
and get it.
Yeah, isn't that
they
great?
Just, like, ordered a whole bunch more books.
Isn't that great?
Well, yes! It's like this whole generation. When your daughters talked about you giving blowjobs, there's, like, a whole generation that want to know how to do it properly.
Yes.
And you clearly are the woman to teach them.
Well, clearly.
Yes.
No.
Lisa, we were talking about the bunny and how it just won't die or end or how I won't let it die. But, and Lisa knows this because on a couple of my gigs with Anderson Cooper last year, we brought the bunny with us. And there's a package that we play of kind of great reunion moments. And after the package, I would get up and say, I brought the bunny. And I've never seen 3,000 people lose their shit more than when I brought this bunny out. It was like, and Anderson was the one, he was like, what is this thing about this bunny? After it happened, I go, oh, it's, because he was seeing it on my Instagram. I go, oh, it's crazy. He goes, well, why don't you bring the bunny with us wherever we were?
Funny.
It was his idea, and it was so great. We brought it to Atlantic City, whatever. So
great.
Now we're doing New Year's Eve in Times Square, and he said, I think you should bring the bunny. And I go, oh, my God, you're so right, I should. And I just thought, Lisa Rinna is going to lose it when I pull this bunny out on New Year's Eve. But it was so cold that I was like, it's too cold to even deal with the bunny. I can't handle it. I was like, dude, I'm not bringing the bunny to Times Square. Like, I was just too
hilarious.
In my own way. Anyway, there you go. Damon John, what is the biggest mistake that people who are coming on Shark Tank make? What is the biggest mistake that they make?
Shark Tank or anything in general, when people are pitching just for themselves, they have to pitch for what's in it for the target.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
All of us have our own hopes, dreams, and aspirations. Why the hell do I care about yours? You have to make sure you care about mine, and mine matches with yours.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Tabitha, what is the biggest, most common mistake that you saw in family businesses? My family had a food manufacturing and distribution company, which I worked at every summer. It was the glue that kept my whole family together, besides being a family. But really, I mean, my aunts and uncles, and we all worked there, and it's all we talked about. But
drama.
Drama.
I mean, honestly, from all the seasons I've done and all the salons I've gone to and all the drama you've seen, these families are dramatic.
And, of course, it makes it so much more dramatic because you're in a family. There's every
and you can't
piece
leave
of baggage
them.
And you can't leave.
So it's all the all the bullshit from when I was 5 years old. You did this and Mum always liked me more than she liked you anyway. And, and they just bring it all into the business and dump it there. And everyone feels it.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
First of all, Andy and Tabitha and Lisa, I want to tell you you're three of my most favorite Bravo celebs. You make it exciting.
Thank
Lisa
you.
Love the hair.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My question is for Tabitha.
Okay.
Tabitha, what do you feel about Andy's hair right now? And if you wanted to change anything, what would you do?
Okay, so a while ago, and I can't tell you exactly when, but a while ago, Andy needed a haircut really badly.
Yes.
And I was doing my head in. It was really driving me crazy.
I wish you would have texted me.
And I was going to text you, and then just, it was like the holidays and everything.
Yes.
And Anderson actually commented that your hair looked really bad. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, because Anderson said
no, that's like,
you
got the haircut. He was on me for 3 months
about
it.
Oh, it looked awful.
I really liked it long. And I figured, you know, I have a full head of hair. Why shouldn't I kind of grow it out like Harry Hamlin in Making Love? But, you know, I'm not Harry Hamlin in Making
Love.
There you go. Anyway.
Very funny.
So I like it.
Okay.
It shorter.
Thank
question.
You. Okay, that's so Answer. Funny. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
It's Stephen Childs. It's Stephen Childs, and I'm from Bloomington Normal, Illinois. And you're amazing, Andy. And I haven't, I've never done this before, so this is like kind of like awesome. I'm freaking out. I'm having a fan moment. Lisa Rinna, the question is for you. When's the last time you saw Brandi Glanville?
Hey, David.
And what would you do if you saw her again? And again, Andy, I love you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you got, I was going to tell him to stay on the line because he was so excited. When was the last time you saw Brandi Glanville?
I saw Brandi at a Christmas party.
Really?
Yeah.
Last Christmas.
No, just this last Christmas.
Yeah.
And she came up to me, and I didn't recognize her at first because it was this woman in like this Santa suit.
Oh. Okay.
So I was like, "Who is this?" And she literally, and my eyes they're not that great anymore. And so she literally got this close to me, and I went, "Oh my God, that's Brandi Glanville." And she sat down and she started talking to me, and I just talked to her, and then she went and talked to Harry, and we had a civil conversation.
Good.
Go figure. It was really nice.
Good.
Really lovely,
actually.
I don't
remember how you left things. Did you leave things off with her poorly? Did you overlap on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, no, she didn't like me.
Why am I not remembering
this? Oh, she did not like me.
Oh, I remember. Yes, yes.
Are you kidding?
What am I saying?
Of course. Hello, come back.
I'm sorry. I was right there in the middle.
Come back, Andy.
Yes, I remember. I'm now having...
Yeah, not good.
You were wearing red at that reunion or white?
White.
Yes. Okay, I remember.
White.
Yes. Okay, back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Kathy. I'm calling from historic Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Wow. Why is Guthrie, Oklahoma historic? Just fill me in because I like to learn geography.
I tell you. You know who the, you know about the Sooners.
Of course.
Well, Guthrie was where they came to.
Perfect.
Oklahoma.
All right. I love it. Well, then I'm going to check Guthrie out in my travels.
Yes, come to Guthrie.
I would love to. I'd like to meet you. What's your question?
Oh, I love you, Andy.
Thanks.
Oh, you don't know how much.
Aw, thank you. What's your question?
Tea and cookies.
Oh, I'll come for tea and cookies. I would love it.
Nice.
I love it. That
Happy
sounds gorgeous
coming.
To me.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
I have a question for Rena.
Okay.
Tell me, what do you really think about this big friendship that seems to be developing between Dorit and Erica? They're like BFFs now. Is this for real, or you think there's something else going on there?
Oh, something else going on there. No, actually, I think it is for real, and I really like seeing it. And as you watch the season, you're going to see a lot of dynamics change, and people are going to, you know, come and go in their relationships. And I think the Dorit Erica is really quite nice.
I want to thank Tabitha Coffee, Lisa and Dave and John. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.